Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, March 31st, the last day of March, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for listening wherever you are around the globe. And before we go to Sue for what should be a really good, interesting, fascinating, uplifting teaching that she's found for us, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you so much that we are in the right place at the right time to receive. We're able to receive all of this blessing. This is way more than the 30, 60, or 100-fold return that is spoken about. We thank you that we're about to receive an incredible blessing and that we're going to share that blessing around the globe with humanity. Thank you that everything is yours and we are the purveyors of it. We are overseeing it, but it's not ours to keep. It's ours to give. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us to get us to this point. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, radical time that we're living through right now. Really interesting.
Very much. Very much.
So what would you tell us tonight? Yes, as far as our teaching is concerned, Bob and I are all ears.
Well, I hope the community is joining us. And
yes.
This is called How We Grow. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. Ephesians 4:15. We are not meant to remain as children. Ephesians 4:14. Discipleship, the process of becoming like Christ, always begins with a decision. Come be my disciple, Jesus said to him. So Matthew got up and followed him. Matthew 9:9. Once you decide to get serious about becoming like Christ, you must begin to act in new ways. You can be certain that the Holy Spirit will help you with these changes. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Philippians 2:12. The workout is your responsibility, and the work in is God's role. Your first step in spiritual growth is to start changing the way you think. The way you think determines the way you feel, and the way you feel influences the way you act. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Proverbs 4:23. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do. Romans 12:12. There must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. Ephesians 4:23. Think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. Philippians 2:5. Stop thinking like children. In regard to evil, be infants, but in your thinking, be adults. I love that one. 1 Corinthians 14:20. Since everything around us is going to melt away, what holy, godly lives you should be living. 2 Peter. Those who live following their sinful selves think only about the things that their sinful selves want. But those who live following the Spirit are thinking about the things the Spirit wants them to do. Romans 8:5. And finally, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a whole being, I put the ways of childhood behind me. 1 Corinthians 13:11. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's really good. Yes. When I was a child, I spake as a child. When I grew up, I put away childish things. Yes. That's not easy sometimes for some of us, Bob. Talking to me myself here on that one. But, you know, that's really a good. And the other thing is, so many believers are still sort of milk babies. They're really not getting into the quote-unquote meat of the Word. And Jesus would want us to grow up in the things of God, in the Word, and learn the meat of the Word, not just be milk babies for all of our life. So that's why we have to study, read, not just read the Word, but study it. Learn precept upon precept what the God's Word says. And you know, it's a lifelong endeavor. Absolutely, you know, something that you're not going to get it with one reading of the Bible. It's not about, oh, I read a chapter a day, or I read this book and I've read the Bible in 1 year. Yeah, okay. But how much of it do you retain? How much can you quote? What do you know about other scriptures that reinforce what you just learned? I mean, that's where the study of the Bible is so different than just reading it. Studying it, even if you only learn one or two verses per day, per session, and you look up, what is that verse saying in another book? What is Paul saying that edifies the same thing that you learned earlier? You know, all of that. Sue, I don't know where I'm going with that, but I really enjoyed the teaching, and I think that, you know, it speaks a lot to us to, you know, I'm going to say, you know, when you change your thinking, you may change your feeling, but you're changing what you speak, and what you speak becomes a living thing. So it's important to know what it is you're thinking, and if you're in some bad thought patterns, change your thinking, you know, change your thinking. And then once you get on the right track, you know, you speak according to what you think, and then you do according to what you speak. So the whole thing is a progression. It's a process. It's really important that we do it that way, and that we learn to change, you know, from day to day, hour to hour. And, you know, follow Christ, especially at this time of year. Beautiful time. We've been in the Feast of Purim, and now we're about, you know, we had, Palm Sunday last Sunday. This week we've got Resurrection Day Sunday, and it's going to be a great time for believers. And so I'm encouraged, and I hope everybody else is encouraged by what's happening at this time. So I enjoyed that teaching, Sue. Thank you for it so much. Let's go to Bob. Thank you, Sue. Bob, tell me where you pick up on this teaching and tell me what it says to you.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is, you know, sometimes the shortest teachings are the most impactful because of what they focus on. And this question of how we grow and the outline of the progression from thoughts to feelings. And, you know, it led me to think, you know, how does one go about using their feelings in order to grow? And I started thinking, one feeling is openness. And you can be open to the relationship that you desire, the relationship with Christ. And how do you do that? How do you bring yourself to feel that openness? You know, maybe it's to have a desire to make a solemn pronouncement, a pronouncement with sufficient conviction that you really can feel it in your heart and pronounce, you know, I open my heart. Throw your arms open and signal with your very being, with your body, that your heart is wide open to receive the relationship that you desire. And with this acceptance, with this openness of your heart, and you've just received this desired relationship with the Prince of Peace. And many people will say, when asked, what's their ultimate dream, what do they want to have, what do they want to feel, they'll say, I want to feel peaceful. I want to be free of worry. I want to be peaceful. Well, here now, you've just proclaimed and accepted your relationship with the Prince of Peace. And now it's perfectly logical and acceptable to make peace your natural state, your default state. Why? Because you're now with the Prince of Peace. You've embodied the Prince of Peace. And this to many people is happiness. And so we might say, and now, with this embodiment, I now already have that happiness that I desire. That's the source. And now with this relationship, the feelings can go even deeper and say, you know, in this relationship, you know, how do I feel? And if we think about it, if I think about it, it's feeling loved. And it's feeling also forgiven. And it's also feeling adored. You are adored when you're in this relationship. And you also have permission to feel limitless, to do greater works, and to feel really fulfilled, and most of all, to feel grateful, because you have this greatest of all gifts, which is this relationship. And you can pronounce, finally, that you're deserving. You've been accepted, so you must be deserving of this greatest and most magnificent of all the relationships ever in history.
So beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah. That's terrific. And it is wonderful to have the oneness with Christ. Jesus lives in us in the terms of the Holy Spirit, and we live in Him in terms of the body of Christ. So it's really a kind of a two-way street, but where He is in us and we are in Him. It's amazing when you think about it that way. Sue, that was a really good teaching. I love it. Again, thank you for all the scripture references that you gave, and it was just nice and tight and gives us an opportunity to reflect on those things. And thank you, Bob, for your comments. Sue, what about this teaching did you enjoy, and what did you want to tell us about what you felt about it?
Well, there's so much between the three of us. I mean, choosing the teaching about growth, then I really like what you said, Bruce, because you were highlighting what Bob went on to say, and then I'm going to see if I can amplify it all. You know, when we listen to those scriptures, and you did a really beautiful job in saying, you know, it's not about studying it. It's about, and Bob took this, really did a beautiful tonal thing with it. It's about letting it, it's contemplating it. It's letting the words and the essence and the depth land in your nervous system. So you actually have that expanded perception. So when we were going through the teaching, and when we go through these teachings, I'm going to invite people, it's not about achieving, knowing the scripture. It's about knowing what it would feel like to inhabit the state that it's bringing to you. They're two different. There's one is an outer, like saying you know that with your mind and using that as something to guide you deeper in to your depth. But the reason why I thought this teaching was so powerful is, and I love how you built this, Bob, it's about understanding that the scripture is directing you into the states of expanded and infinite peace, knowing, and being the Father and I are one. And you don't get that by being just in your head. You get it by letting your body, your mind, your spirit literally bathe in it. You could take one scripture and just sit and say, what if I actually lived from what this was pointing to? And I think that when our minds are really busy and they're in that beta, rapid, you know, kind of rapid processing place, and you get to imagine that you're going and you're sitting out by a beautiful lake and you are just resting in one scripture and becoming one with it and the sounds of nature, then that separated self, that egoic self that is your everyday self, that self gets refined, and you can forgive yourself. I like how you said that, Bob. To me, it's forgiving ourselves for forgetting who we are. That's the real, if you really are devoting, and you said that beautifully, Bruce, it's about really deepening into the fact that you're not who you think you are as your everyday outer self. You're a child of God. You're one in Christ. You have the power of Christ in you, but you've never been given permission to fully own that because it's never been reflected back to you by others that actually own that themselves. There are a lot of people that can talk about Christ. There are a lot of people, I mean, we know what that looks like, sounds like. But what if we all made it our mission to embody and be and live from what the scripture is pointing to, that peace, that infinite quality that Bob was talking about, and that quality of making that your mission. That, I mean, when we all have money, it won't be the, I mean, there are going to be experiences, but those are going to be fleeting. There are going to be objects, but those are going to be fleeting. I think humanity is getting ready to cycle up into a far greater flourishing, into the truth of their multidimensional, I'm going to blend a little here, paint my brush, multidimensional Christ nature and grounding in Christ at this time and knowing that and just resting in the calm, the peace, and the truth of who you are becomes the calling. So those are my thoughts on it.
Okay. Well, thank you for your thoughts, Sue. Appreciate that. And thank you, Bob, and for your commentary. And thanks for bringing this teaching out. And I know everybody is going to put their own spin on it and get their own interpretation of what was said in Scripture. And I feel it's important to not only read but study the Word of God. And if you need to study it in order to embody it, then by all means, we're supposed to meditate on Scripture day and night. Meditate on it day and night. So it gives us plenty to think about, plenty to toss around in our minds and meditate on it. It's almost like it's masticate, as in to chew on it, to chew on the Word of God as we meditate on it. So thank you, Sue, for that. Appreciate it very much. And when we come around to prayer and praise now, I have a prayer request that Bob gave me I'd like to pray for tonight. So just let me know when the timing is right, and I'll go ahead and do that.
Perfect, Bruce. Tonight's praise, this is from Pastor Scott, praise times three. Tonight's praise is for every congregation that are represented here in Big Call Universe by those listening. May Jesus come alive in your worship and word this Easter Sunday. May miracles arise everywhere. May lives be changed by this coming weekend. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. So why don't you do your prayer request? It's a great place for.
Okay, thank you, Sue. Yep, thank you, Pastor Scott. Another good bring. I'm glad you came in tonight for that, as a good reminder for everybody for what is important about this weekend. Bob gave me something this afternoon, Sue, and everybody, about someone that he knows that has been a listener to the Big Call for quite a while and also a client of Boomer's. And she's a nurse, and her name is Pat. So, Pat, I just want to give a shout-out to you and say that Bob brought me up to speed about your situation and told me a little bit about your goals, your plans for your project, and everything else that went along with that. And I was honored to hear about it from Bob. So thank you very much for that. And as a nurse, you know a lot about the medical field. And we know that God is the great physician, or Jesus Christ, is the great physician. And so we're going to extend the authority that I have as a believer in Christ, and that those of us who believe in him have in Christ, to use his name. And we're going to use his name because his name is higher than anything else. Any other name, any other word, any sickness, any disease, anything that you may be experiencing. So we're going to speak complete and total healing to your body, not in my name, but in Jesus' name. You know, when Jesus prayed for people, he made it very simple, but he asked them to do something that they couldn't do. Stand up and walk. Take up your bed and walk. When he healed Bartimaeus, the blind man, it's just amazing. It made it very simple. Sometimes he laid hands on people. Sometimes he spit in their eye, or he spit into some mud or some dirt and made mud out of it and put it onto his eyes. It's just very different, but very effective. And just Jesus couldn't find anybody that he couldn't heal. Anybody came to him for healing. So we're going to extend the healing that's available through our faith in Christ, since he's our grand, great physician. We're going to speak complete and utter total healing, health, healing, and wholeness to your body, Pat. We thank you for everything that you're doing to communicate with Bob and to plan for your future, and we just believe that you are healed and that you have received your healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay, it's taking a while to load here for a second. Hold on. Do, 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 do. That's so hard. Come on. Can't believe
it. Come on.
Right back into the piece. Praise be to God. This is from Genia. Feeling healthier, Neve gave out in a construction area, and I had a stumble, tumble, and fall on my front right side over a week ago while helping my family members in another state. Scraped my right arm and bruised right side, rib. Sorry, Jeannie. Doing better, healing by prayer, good nutrition, Bob's boomer boost, more sleep, and positive thinking. Difficult to breathe, cough, sneeze, open jars, reach up for items, putting my carry-on in the plane bin with a bruised rib. Thank God I'm healing and feeling better, 50% better, and adding more issues to my med bed list. Thank you. We all have our crosses to carry, and this one is mine. The cross that Jesus carried was incredibly heavy, bearing the spiritual weight of the sins of humanity.
Yes, sir.
I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Jesus, when we're tempted to sin, help us to remember your sacrifice and give us the strength to turn to love instead. Today we pray for all the leaders and listeners on the big call and everyone's health and financial issues. May we live this holy week in intense focus on Christ's passion, world peace, blessings, and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed holy week and stay safe. Jeannie. That was nice.
Yeah, Jeannie. Yep.
Yeah.
We've spoken healing and prayed. Should we pray for Jeannie, Sue?
Why don't you go ahead and pray for Jeannie?
Okay. Let me do that. Genia, or Jeannie, if that's your real name. Jeannie, we just want to speak healing over your body. I know what it's like to have bruised ribs. I took a fall and, I bruised my ribs and back and all of that and broke my collarbone and all that stuff. So I understand what that's like. And so we're going to speak healing to you. And we're just going to say that God is healing you, Jesus is healing you, and that we're speaking that healing over your body. Anything that's wrong, we're going to believe that it will be totally, completely healed and restored. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Very good.
Anything else, Sue? Oh, thank you, Sue.
I think that's it for tonight. That's it for tonight. That's a wrap.
That's a wrap. Well, Sue, as we're coming into your segment, I first have to ask you, how did your second new class go on Friday night?
Well, these were mammoth classes, and I'm thinking about releasing it. So I'm just contemplating it. It ended up being about 90 pages of how to walk through and build. Yeah, it was an amazing class. It was one of our largest classes, and it was one of the most in-depth and sort of practical. How to communicate as you walk through an institutional system to designing and developing your own hybrid system, maybe using a little bit of what the, you know, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, what a large institution can do for you, and then ultimately considering whether you might want to build a family office. Because 99.9% in this current world, so we're not in the new system yet, of the top 1% use a single family, primarily, sometimes multifamily office. So we walk you through the decisions that you're going to make, the people that are going to be on your team, and basically how to sound intelligent when you're going through those stages and what you need to know so you don't feel like a deer in the headlight. You know, you're not like, I don't trust these people, I don't know these people. And
sure.
About 8 years ago, I did that. I mean, I've had clients that I coached that were in that world, so I got to know it from that end. I went and I interviewed kind of ultra high net worth advisors, so I practiced understanding their shtick and understanding how they were going to try to maneuver you. So just put a little asterisk at the top of your head and be curious about whether we might, you know, share access to this, because it is really important to know how to talk and the questions and just things that most people just don't know how to navigate. It just helps you navigate. So I'm going to read a couple of, and the more empowered you are, obviously, the better you're going to do for God, right? So I'm going to read a couple of testimonials here. Good afternoon. Just a few words to let you know how much I really enjoyed the class the other night. I worked for, I worked for decades as a mortgage banker and dealt with people that always had their own agendas, whether it would be appraisers, underwriters, etc. But I've been away from that for about 10 years or so, and I'd lost most of my confidence. Going over the work the other night really helped me in remembering who I am and my capabilities. Mm-hmm. Thanks so very much. Also, the meditations have been terrific. I don't think we're just going to do the handouts because they're very experiential. Many years ago, I had the mind meld experience for about a year and a half with Christ. I literally was at one with Jesus, and it was amazing. I got to a point where all I wanted was Jesus, and it was hard to even work in the regular world. My spirit friends, although spiritual, weren't able to give me much in the way of real direction, so I made choices that literally put me on another path. I'm still spiritual, and Jesus and I speak daily. I want to thank you and tell you what a gift you have been to me, and have helped me not only remember self-confidence, but guided me back toward what at oneness with Christ that I had before. These are the things that we're going to do new teams tonight, and I have a testimonial on that.
Okay.
So she goes on, and then I'll just read one more. And so what you're getting in these classes, everybody, is this combination of What version of me am I going to be that is deeply unified in Christ, feeling that, not just having it in my head, deepening in that wisdom and that maturity is the word here, and emotional intelligence, and what is that going to look like as I'm moving and building my projects and picking my teams? And so here's one more. Let's see if I can do this here. Thank God and thank Doug for being able to have the recordings to listen to them. You are doing a significant work. It is powerful and beautiful, Sue. So it's kind of like, you know, what are we building? You know, thanks to the big call, we're building a group of ready, prepared, wise stewards that actually know how to move in and out of these rooms and are going to literally carry the rooms with their light. Oh, I have one more. So I'm going to tell you about the... And I also need to say this. A lot of you don't may or may not know that I've been working in groups and teams for over 35 years, and they've often been very high stakes, high pressure environments. And, you know, people are going to feel, and this is why this time is so important, there could be a lot possibly coming at you, your family changing, med beds changing you. You know, just you're going to feel a lot of change. And the most important thing you want to learn is how to get out of the survival selection of the people that you've been around, the teams you've been around, and having the right people who can actually think, reflect, and adapt with you in real time. So, let me see, going to two classes. One person said, I didn't realize how much I'd normalized being in rooms where the thinking felt heavy, slow, or slightly off. After listening to the classes, this is for new teams, by the way, I could suddenly see it. I could see who is actually reflecting and who is just repeating. So everybody's going to have to rely on that still small voice inside them and be able to feel what their body, that's called interception, what their body's telling them, what their inner spirit is telling them. I could feel the difference between real-time awareness and people waiting for direction. And for the first time, I started to get clear on the kind of team I would want to build. Mm-hmm. Not just based on capability, but based on presence, responsiveness, and depth. It completely shifted how I look at every room I'm in now. So here's what we're going to do for the new teams, and it's really important. All I want you to do is think about this. If you could have the you that was anchored in Christ's knowing and peace, and you could be, you'll have people that are helping you build your teams. But if you could have access to two classes that were going to upregulate, it's even family of origin. It's like whenever you've been in a group, you've learned that people behave a certain way, or they're possibly competing, or they're, you know, there's this, you know, figuring out who has the power in the room. What we do in new teams for a new sovereign world, is we help you drop into this peaceful place, and we show you how to select people with, like, a regulated nervous system. What it looks like to select people so that you're finding really bright people, but people that are coming from a deeper place. So ask yourself, would you like to be in the version of you that could find somebody to help you build your teams and feel like you were having fun bringing the new Christ-based teams to the world? Would you like to know how to do that? Would you like to be like, oh, I hadn't felt that, or I hadn't known that, or, gee, I would love to feel like I could see myself in that situation, and I was bringing that alive to the world. That's who this is for. And we sent out a couple of invoices to people that, not a couple, but there are a few people that we sent out invoices to, and it's like, I don't know what happens there. So here's what you want to do to get this incredible teaching to help bring the new Christ-based world to life through you. All you have to do is just invest a little bit, $50 a class. It's all research-based. It's got the latest. It's just going to help you be in this future new world where you're selecting and you're not going to be stressing out and feeling worried or worried about the people you who are helping you to pick these people. You send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds@hushmail.com. And you put new teams, and you can put new teams 100 if you want. It's $100, and just put your name, your telephone number, and if you do or do not have PayPal. Here's the most important part that I think a lot of people don't know. When the numbers come out, we're on to our projects. So these are not going to be available. That's number one. And number two, this is called a neuroplastic window. When you can learn, because it's kind of quiet, you're not thinking about 100 things that have to get done. You are literally seeding the future of our world. So it's up to you. If you think, oh, I've got this, I know everything I need to know about building a new team, I know what it looks like if they were, it was really love-based and Christ-based and talent-based and all of it was coming together, then you don't need to do this. But if you want, and you want to feel in your heart and your soul that you applied yourself as much as you possibly could so that you can feel it when you walk into a room, you'll know it when you meet the person that might be your talent acquisition specialist. And you really, really want to know because you want to bring God's best out. Then please send us an email. This is one of the most important things you could be doing. And it's only $100. So that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And it sounds like you got some really good testimonials, not just on your last class, but also on new teams. And I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that everybody is aware and they can go ahead and get this. You've told them how to do it. So I'll refresh their memories in my segment. So thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. Bob, last day of the month. Do we have plans already in place for the month of April, or are we going to let some things roll for a little while? And tell us what you've got in the way of plans and for our testimonials.
So we plan to. We planned this out at Boomers Forever Young for starting the very first part of April, and it's called the full moon. And so tomorrow there is going to be the full moon. And everybody can enjoy it. And since, there's a rumor in the quantum field that each of us creates our own reality, I figured I could take credit for the full moon.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God, Bob. Oh, my God.
Moon day.
I celebrate you, Bob. You know that. Oh, my God, I love you.
Full moon.
A rumor. Okay.
Yep. Courtesy of Boomer Forever Young, the full moon.
The full moon. I like it.
Yeah, and you know what else we have? And this one we didn't create, but some other people created. It's called Super Strong. And we got a testimonial about this a few days ago that says, it's the best product on the market for pain relief. And there's going to be an argument about that in a minute, but I can tell you this, it's the best roll-on product on the market for pain relief. We know that for sure. And it's one of those things, Bruce and Sue, that once in a while, and sometimes it's years in between, something comes along that is so much better than what was there before that it's almost hard to believe. And we're getting this type of reaction from people that get this super strong roll-on because they've tried all kinds of different things and they've just had just kind of resigned themselves to living with a certain amount of pain or discomfort. And then they hear something talked about on the big call and they get it and bam, just like that. It's way, way better than anything. And in most cases, the pain they were having goes away completely. And it's such a life-changing thing to be out of pain. Because when you're in pain, your whole body contracts and is just not happy, right? And so it makes us really happy to hear how happy the people are that are getting this super strong pain relief. And here's the other thing, Bruce. This comes in a 3-ounce bottle with the roller on top, and it just lasts forever. You can buy other products off of websites that are less money, but number one, they don't work very well, and number two, they're gone quickly. Right? This was designed to be in your first aid kit, not like you have to order it every single month. You can get it once and your pain's going to go away. You might not need it the next day. You might, and you'll end up finding out, just how great a deal this really was. Because
there's enough product in there to go for 3 months. Right, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, at least. Yeah, because your pain gets better, and so it's, you don't need it.
Use it less.
You don't need it every day. And then, now I'm gonna scroll up to this other. So we got another testimonial about pain, but this one is about collagen. And it says, no pain, this is my second bottle. So what that means is the person is now in their second month of using it because this is designed to be used every day because it's rebuilding your cartilage.
Yep.
And so, but in addition to rebuilding your cartilage, there's a separate strategy that Eric Kurtz put into this for pain control. And there's an extract from a plant, a specific molecule, that he figured out will block an ion channel that's transmitting the pain signal, and this specific molecule blocks it. And so when people use collagen, we're talking about severe pain, like people that are going to go and get a knee replacement because they can't walk anymore. Mm-hmm. And collagen is a strong enough product to get rid of that pain and start rebuilding the cartilage. And so I would say that both of these products are the best product on the market for pain, but just acting in a little bit of a different way. Super Strong is instant relief, and the collagen, usually takes a couple of days, maybe 5 days, before your pain is gone, but it's also generative that it's helping you grow new cartilage. And then we got another testimonial, and this one was about Myotrol. It's a very short testimonial, but very, very revealing. It says, it does just what he said it will do. And I don't know who he is. It might be me. It might be Jim Lee. It might be Raleigh. It might be their brother who was using it that told them what it would do. But I'm going to assume for a minute that it was me. And and what we had told people it would do is it's going to help you to build muscle like when you were much, much younger. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit, Bruce, this new study about building muscle that just came out like 3 days ago. It's going to blow your mind. And we also told people it would help them with more energy, which it does, and it helps elevate a neurotransmitter that Sue knows all about called BDNF, which is a stimulant for your neurogenesis and neuroplasticity, mm-hmm. and it's also the molecule of motivation. That's one thing we hear a lot from people using Myotrol. They've always had the intention to go exercise. Well, now they're feeling more energy, but it's more than that. They feel motivated, like, hey, let's go. Let's get up off the couch and go exercise. And that's what BDNF does for you, brain-derived nootropic factor. And here's another one. And this is also something that I have not seen anybody give this type of testimonial before, but I've always known this feeling myself. And so this person wrote in about heirloom barley. This has given me peace of mind as well as comfort. Your products are amazing, and I cannot wait to try more. And so, you know, I don't know exactly why this woman was saying that it's given her peace of mind, but I can tell you this, the more you know about our heirloom barley and our gladiator barley, the more peace of mind you're going to have. And I'll tell you, here's a reason for having peace of mind that probably, other than what we talked about earlier during Sue's teaching, other than that, this is probably one thing you can do. And one of the things that barley does, it's in its sprouted form and stabilized, is it reduces your inflammation. And inflammation causes the pain we were talking about before. It also causes all the top diseases that kill people and give people discomfort. Heart disease, strokes, cancer, Alzheimer's disease are all precipitated by inflammation. And if you know that you're taking a product that's lowering your inflammation, not by a percentage, but by factors. A percentage would mean it went from a 3 to a 2.7, right? But a factor would be from 3 to 0.3. And it's going down by 10 times, right? And so this is what gives people peace of mind. They know because their inflammation is low, they're very unlikely to have issues with their heart or with their vascular system or with cancer. And so, and she's also saying that it gives her comfort. And it's probably from lowering the inflammation if she's talking about physical comfort, because we get that all the time where people start to feel less pain. And you think about it. If you use your heirloom barley and some collagene and you've got your super strong roll-on, there's no reason to be in pain anymore. Here's another one this lady wrote in, and she said, I've been using the Boomer products for years. I'm 73, and I feel like I'm 53.
Wow.
And then,
that's it. Yeah. That's really good.
Here's one of our dynamic combo. That's barley and Boomer Boost together. Good, steady energy. My blood work has been great. My doctor is very impressed with my general health. I'm looking forward to reaching my 73rd birthday in May. Keep up the good work, Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley. So, it seems as if this man has kind of embodied his Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley, and they now have their own personality and feel like he's
funny.
So here's one last one. This is about Super Strong again. That just came in today. Super Strong Roll-On has helped in relieving the pain and stiffness in my knees, and I'm able to walk around much better. I'm feeling so much better. I'm really impressed with how fast it gives me relief. And, you know, I can just say that I'm really glad that when I was approached by a gentleman in his 80s, in his mid-80s, who knew about this formula, this super strong formula that wasn't on the market, and he knew how great it was, and he had met the person that put together all the combination of these herbal extracts, and he was just raving about it, but also very, you know, unhappy about the fact that nobody would listen to him and nobody would help bring it to the marketplace. He didn't have that capacity. And so I worked together with him, and we got some samples made, and we tried it out, and sure enough, everybody that tried it was like, oh, yeah, this is the real deal. This works amazing. And so we ordered a bunch of it, and right away it sold out just from word of mouth. And now we have more in stock and more on the way. And anybody that wants to get it for your first aid kit, now's a good time to do that. And then I was going to say this also, you guys, this study just came in, which to me is an amazing thing that people could figure out stuff like this, but they did. This is a study called How Muscle Remembers Weakness and the Impact on Frailty. So this is a group of scientists that have been studying about muscle and muscle memory. So, you know, people talk about muscle memory, but it's kind of an amorphous thing. It's like, well, what does that really mean? Well, these guys are actually studying what happens to your genes when you go through periods of inactivity, maybe because you were sick or something like that, and documenting with people of different ages what happens to their muscle. And they're measuring this thing called methylation, which is these markers of methyl groups that attach to your DNA for all kinds of various reasons, but in this case with muscle. And what they found out was that if you take a young person, and in this case it was average age of 26 in the study, and you have them go through a period of inactivity, they will lose about 3% of their muscle strength and endurance. And if you then let them recover for a 7-week period, and then you go back and have them be inactive for 2 more weeks, they will lose muscle again, but they won't lose as much a second time. And they measured the methylation of their DNA and found that it was less methylation the second time than the first time. But then with older people, when they did the same study, it was the opposite. They deteriorated during the first episode, and then they regained all their strength, and then they had them inactive for 2 more weeks, and this time they had more methylation and lost more muscle the second time around. Right?
Wow.
So they've also done studies on what happens, you know, with people as they gain muscle and all kinds of detailed stuff about that. And but what they're saying is that if you have especially an older person that's recovering from an illness or surgery, that you want to keep in mind that the body, this is what they say, the body that you have now is not the one you had before, and you have to be very intentional and have a mindset around maintaining muscle your whole life long, because by the time people get to be 50, they say in the study, is when they start to succumb to this unusual accelerated weakness. And they know that it's related to epigenetics. right? Because the gene stayed the same, right? But the methylation is what interfered, and methylation is what hampers genetic expression. And so, and what do we know about Myotrol? We know it was specifically designed to have people who are older that have had genetic expression subdued along the lines of where the DNA set is, that is coded for building muscle. And we know it gets expressed less and less as you age. But when you take Myotrol, it reverses that. It makes it so you're like the 26-year-old in the study instead of the 80-year-old in the study. And that's why we have 400-plus testimonials about from older people that took Myotrol that all of a sudden had this very pronounced, visible change in their energy, in their strength, and in their focus and concentration, and probably unbeknownst to them, their neurogenesis and neuroplasticity. But their motivation has also gone up, and more now we're hearing, Bruce, people's mood is being elevated. It's acting like an antidepressant, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so here's this study that was put out on the 26th of March, you know, 5 days ago, and they just gave this study and all the facts that they discovered, encouraging people to exercise, not knowing that there's exercise in a bottle called Myotrol if they were to give Myotrol to those people in the study, they probably would have gotten the same results or better than the 26-year-olds.
That's
and
right.
Because those 26-year-olds didn't have the extra BDNF for motivation. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the extra genetic expression to balance their NAD plus and NADH in their Krebs cycle. Right? And so this was the study that I just found, like literally just found this study today. And while I'm listening to the intel, Bruce, I'm going to send this study in an email to Eric Kurtz so he can see
it.
Because I doubt that he's seen it. And so,
I have a question,
yeah.
Bob. Is there any, on my radar is, and I don't have any depth, I don't have any depth, fascia. Maybe on Thursday, could you talk about how Myotrol and fascia, because are you noticing all the new interest in fascia?
Yep.
Are you noticing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would be really fun to talk about. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool.
Yep, and I'll be able to tell people about a new invention that I found out about at the Board of Advisors Mastermind by a fascia expert that has an invention of a new device that helps dramatically with your fascia. And
a lot of people don't know the gel connectivity and all that. It would be so super cool. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much. That's amazing.
And then lastly, just a reminder, because we are still doing the same sale that we had last week. And we have two things that are on sale, buy one, get one half off. Boomer Boost is one of them. And Heirloom Barley is the other, and then we also have our vitamin B complex is on sale, buy one, get one free. And for people that use collagen or you want to try it for the first time, there's an extra 5% discount on with the collagen for right now. And
okay.
Bruce, that's it. It's 7 minutes after 10. And that's
okay.
For tonight.
Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that and love the explanation on that. And the studies are very interesting to see. And you know what I got out of it? Yes, Myotrol is, in a sense, exercise in a bottle or in a pill. But in the same way, it's important for us to remain consistent in our exercise program. We can't do it all in one or two or three days or the first week, but if you do a little bit at a time, you build up the strength, you build up the resistance, and you can go ahead and improve and get stronger at any age. It used to be, Bob, we talked about this, that when you hit 66, you're not going to be making any more muscle after that. Well, looks like that's all changed, has it? You know, people are building muscle into their 70s and 80s and so on by using this product and by using Boomer Boost and Barley, the dynamic combo, in combination. They're strengthening their bodies and increasing their BDNF. So it's all good. I think it's really important that we get this message out. And I appreciate you doing that. Let's find out, how do people get to your site? We'd like them to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then you'll have a banner at the very top that says Boomers. If you click on it, it's a direct link to Bob's website. So you'll transition right over, and boom, you're in the Boomer site, and you can go down and look at all the different products in the product drop-down menu, and you can bring down the on-sale tab, and you can look at anything that's on sale and remind what Bob said tonight about what was on sale. And then there's also a subscribe and save that you can use to save another 10% on the products that you put on a prescription or subscription service, rather, subscription service, and you can go ahead and get those delivered monthly so you can sort of set it and forget it. But you can also make changes in that if you decide to. If you decide to not take a certain product 1 month or take a different product, you can make those changes 3 days prior to your ship date, and you're covered. You're fine. There's no problem with that. So it's really a very flexible program that Bob has with Boomers. So take advantage of it. Also, to get to customer support, a very simple 800 number, 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So check in with them if you need some help. Most people, 98.92% of the people on Big Call Universe, make their orders online. Just do it right through the website, and they get everything they need. All right. Well, thank you, Bob. Let's do this. Let's get into where we stand on Intel tonight. I have to preface tonight's remarks with the fact that the information that we're getting is becoming less and less frequent and less of the depth that we used to have even weeks ago. And here's the reason why. I found out tonight that, for example, somebody we were supposed to talk to that's over a number of redemption centers had to sign a brand new NDA. So all redemption center leaders have signed brand new NDAs that prohibit them from talking to anyone, basically, keeping their mouth shut. And I thought, oh, too bad. We were looking to hear something from that person and get his perspective on where we are right now, but we're just going to have to run with it and see. The other thing, this is the other caveat, is President Trump had said he would like for this to go by the end of March, which would have been today. Well, unfortunately, he did not get his wish on that. We have not received the 800 number. We have not received the go from the military to do this. But hopefully what we're hearing, which is not a whole lot, I have to be honest, it's not a whole lot. But what it is, hopefully we take it and run with it. Okay? Now, today is the 31st. Tomorrow's April 1st. President Trump did not want this to go on April Fool's Day for obvious reasons. And so it looks like it was deferred to, at least in what we're hearing, remember, what we're hearing is coming from about 3 or 4 different sources yesterday, not even today, this was yesterday, that we're looking at Thursday, April 2nd. Today is Tuesday, 2 days away from now, April 2nd, as a kickoff date for us and bondholders to receive their emails. We would receive our emails with the toll-free numbers, set our appointments, and begin to go for exchanges. That would be Thursday, April 2nd. Now, what is also, I think, significant is we have heard, and this is pretty strong high-up sources, okay? I can't tell you who they are, but I know who they are. So the other thing that makes that interesting is on April 3rd, which would be Friday, this Friday, we have heard that the tariff dividend checks, the $2,000, let's call them direct deposits, are to start going out Friday. Why would that be significant? If that happens, and if, these are if-then statements, if that were to happen, and Friday was the date the $2,000 deposits or checks went out to U.S. citizens, that's all who they're going out to, then it would make sense that those of us who received 800 numbers, let's say the day before, Thursday, April 2nd, should that occur, then we would have sort of an automatic mini cover for our exchanges. Because why? Because all U.S. citizens from the age of 18 and older would receive the $2,000 tariff dividends. That is to be a monthly event, not a one-time shot. But I've heard monthly up to 3 years. I've also heard the $2,000 could be $5,000. Let's say it's $2,000. Let's stay there. That would be $2,000 a month for the next 36 months if it goes for 3 years. Now, is that going to make a whole lot of difference to us who are exchanging? No, not really. It's nice to have, but it's nice that everybody would receive that tariff dividend. And it would provide everybody, so-called everybody, not everybody, but 18-year-old and older citizens with a $2,000 payment or deposit, not a payment, a deposit, into their bank accounts as a direct deposit. And if they don't have a bank account or can't find a bank account tied to a Social Security number, other citizens would receive a notification of a check, which would be a U.S. Treasury check, in their mail, in their snail mail. Okay, so that's a possibility also. I think they're going to want to use direct deposit with everybody as much as possible. So what we're hearing is, no, we did not get this by the last day of March, which is today, and we hope that the intel that we have about April 2nd and 3rd comes out to be true, and that we will have the redemption centers and call centers up and running, and that we'll get the green light from the military to let, which is Department of Defense, the military, to let the Treasury know that everything's a go. And then Treasury lets Wells Fargo and the other banks know that everything is a go. And then Wells Fargo would let our notifications by email come to us. Now, I've had a few people ask, what if I changed or I don't even have an email now? What if I don't even have one or use one? Well, that's where BigCallUniverse.com, which is my site, comes in. Because we are to be the catch-all for people that they may not have an email for, and that you could go ahead and go to that site, and I would say that we would be able to publish the 800 number to set your appointments to go to the Redemption Centers. You would have that on the landing page of BigCallUniverse.com, and you'd be able to see it and pick it up and write it down and call it. Now, listen, between you and me, I'd much rather have the email from Wells Fargo because there may be some instructions in it. There may be some things that are in that email that tell you how to proceed from there and set your appointment. We know roughly how it's going to go, but we don't know exactly what they want. You know, for years I've asked, do they want me to put out the 800 number on the big call? And I've heard that they think they do want me to do that. Well, to do that, I've got to have that number, don't I? I've got to have it. Could we have it to put out on Thursday? Could everybody get their emails Thursday, and then the big call Thursday turns into a celebration call? I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm not sure. I don't know what they're going to do. And are we as close as I hope we are? Based on the information that I'm getting, this is super close, and I don't know of anything that's necessarily holding this up. We have had some things with certain banks that have not been cooperative, that didn't get onto the QFS system. Talking about Bank of America and Chase were not connected. Then they finally got connected, what, over a week ago, I guess? And I think it was at 4 a.m. in the morning a week ago yesterday. They got connected because they were being fined. How much was their fine? $50 million a day. $50 million a day for noncompliance. Now, do we still have issues with other banks internationally? I've heard that we do. I don't know exactly what the problem is. We'll have to see if I can find out more about that, if it continues to be an issue. But I'm going to say we should pray that everything comes through and we get what we're looking for, this blessing, prior to Easter Sunday, this Sunday, the 5th. So we believe that the funds will start flowing the tariff dividends starting the 3rd and the 4th, which is Friday and Saturday, and maybe even on the 5th. We'll see, which is Easter. You know, we'll see. In other words, they should start and go right on through. The biggest difficulty is not getting the intel, but once we receive intel that seems to be correct or has come from really strong sources, is that intel coming to fruition. Without more change, without one more thing, without that. And you guys know how I feel about that. Because the intel that I get, when I get it, is good and seems right on the money. However, look how many times we've been pushed. Month after month after month, we've been pushed, thinking it was right here, right now. President Trump wanted this to go by today, in March. He didn't get his wish on that. But President Trump has his hands full with a lot of other issues, and I love what he's done today on two executive orders. Really smart, really good. We have to have, and Congress is slow as molasses on trying to pass the Save America Act. And so President Trump took the initiative as a presidential executive order to order that we have voter reform and that we have a way to keep our elections clean and that the no cheating that's been happening for many, many, many years due to absentee voting and, mail-in ballots and all that noise, that stuff just threw the election in the other direction. because it was illegal. And they really stole it from him. They stole it from him in 2020. And so here's the thing. I would like everything to go in the way that it's supposed to go, and President Trump is leading this country in a direction that we should go. And he mentioned yesterday that he thinks that the conflict in Iran is just about over. I believe it is. I believe it's getting very close. It could be, he said, maybe a couple weeks, maybe less. I think we're very close to the end of it. And I believe that it's going to go in a good direction if Iran can put up leadership that can take this 15-point peace plan and actually adhere to it and agree to it. And I believe we're looking at the son of the Shah of Iran and also the nephew to the Shah. And I think anybody else that's part of that team will change the way they've been leading and change the entire type of government that has existed for the last 47 years when they deposed the Shah. So I'm believing for that. I also heard that there's a referendum to have a vote for one of the provinces so far in Canada, Alberta, my favorite province, to secede from Canada and join the United States. And we have this is actually a real thing. They're going to vote on that in October to secede from Canada and maybe be part of the United States. What do I love about Alberta? I love Banff, Lake Louise, sunshine, Calgary. There's a lot of good things and good people throughout Canada. But Alberta, you know, that would be pretty cool. I don't know. You know, then you got to learn to change your vernacular a little bit and say, hey, hose off, eh, or beauty, eh. You know, there'll be some expressions you'll need to learn, but I'll work with you on those. And listen, I just want to get Prince Edward Island. That is a province in and of itself. This little island, Charlottetown is the capital of Prince Edward Island. I played a week of golf, 36 holes a day for a week up there in Prince Edward Island in September, many, many years ago. Thoroughly loved it. They have great mussels, like to eat, M-U-S-S-E-L-S, mussels. And they also have a lot of potatoes. They're kind of like the new potatoes. They're smaller. They're not Idaho baked potatoes, but they do raise quite a few potatoes on the island. It's a beautiful island, and the golf is very good there, very good. So, PEI, Prince Edward Island, would be nice. Alberta, yep, that sounds terrific. And so it sounds like, you know, some of these other provinces might come to the party. We'll see. We'll have to see. Now, Quebec, I don't know. You realize the Prime Minister of Canada, if I heard this report right, is planning to step down because the people in Quebec are not happy that he didn't speak in both English and French when talking about, unfortunately, the two Air Canada pilots that lost their lives in that airplane crash that took place last week. I feel terrible about that. And there were a number of injured, and I don't know what the tallies are on those yet, but, you know, we feel along with you on that, and I don't think he should lose his position for that. But if he needs a little help on brushing up his French, of course, my French is more Parisian. It's not Canadian French. Sorry about that, Canada. Mine is more Parisian, okay? But I'll work with him if he wants. He can give me a call. We'll work it out. So So here we are in a position to take advantage once again, and I don't know for how long, for what Sue is offering with the new Teams download. This is a class, two classes, one course, new Teams, available to purchase for $100. And you get it as an audio download that's sent in an email to you that you click on, and then you're able to listen to it at your own pace, moving forward, backwards, pause it, whatever you need to do. And it's really a great way to prepare for creating a team or learning how to create your teams for your projects. So it's available now for a maybe limited time, because she's not going to offer this once we have the numbers. It's a done deal. It's gone. Gone. Poof. Poof. Into the outer atmosphere. Poof. Take advantage of this by sending Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. Send it off. Let her know that you have PayPal or that you don't have PayPal. And send that off to her. Tonight would be best. If you're still up on the East Coast, send it. If you're still up, of course, on the West Coast, you're up. But go ahead and send it to her. And let her know whether you have PayPal or I don't have PayPal. And that you put your name and your cell phone number in the email so she'll have it in case she needs to reach you by text. Sue will not call you generally, but if you'll send that email to her, she'll get in touch with you and download and send you an email right away. So check your email and continue to check it to get the email that is dealing with the invoice, okay, if there is one, or the payment of it by PayPal. So just continue to follow your emails and don't let them go into junk mail. If you do miss one or lose one, check your junk mail. It could be there. All right? So go ahead and do that while the opportunity still exists. Take advantage of it. It's a great way to be prepared for team building and what you should look forward to in making a team happen for your projects. All right. Is there anything else? We need Jeannie to be completely healed. We need Pat, the nurse, to be completely healed. And we need for this blessing to come through according to the intel that I've received in the last couple of days. So obviously, you know how this thing works. The minute I get off the call, I might get something else. Otherwise, we'll see what happens between now and Thursday. Okay, we are planning a call on Thursday, and hopefully it would be one in which we have our numbers and we can celebrate and set our appointments and begin this new life. All right, so let me thank Sue and Bob and GCK and Doug, and of course I want to thank Jeannie and Pastor Scott, continued support from you guys. Thank you. And the satellite team, getting the signal out all over the globe. Big Call Universe, all of you who have listened for these 15 years of the Big Call, thank you for your faithfulness. And thank you, everybody. And we just look forward to this going. I know you guys are ready. I'm ready. Sue's ready. Been ready. And so is Bob. So let's get it. Let's get this thing and go. Let's have a great call Thursday night. Let's see what happens. And then we'll look forward to Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. All right. So thank you, guys. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, okay? Let's do it. Lord God, we just thank you so much for the time that we're in. We're in the Feast of Purim. Thank you for that. Thank you for, gosh, everything that's coming our way with this blessing. Thank you for bringing it to us, and we promise to be good stewards of it and not squander it or waste it on stupid stuff, but to help people throughout the globe and to do the right thing for humanity. Thank you for all that you've done for us to prepare us for this. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you on Thursday. God bless you.